Earlier today, House and Senate Democratic leaders abruptly withdrew from a scheduled White House meeting about averting a government shutdown after President Trump said on Twitter that he doesn't see a deal. But in Trump's defense, he doesn't see much at his age. I mean, how could he see a deal with Democrats when he can't even see anything wrong with a guy in his 30s rubbing up against a 14-year-old girl?
Referring to President Trump's tax bill, Senator Chuck Schumer said, "It would be a waste of everyone's time to continue working with someone who clearly has no interest in coming to an agreement." Just so you guys know, same thing goes for us on this panel. We're in a heated discussion over dogs versus cats.
Cats.
Kim Jong-un launched a ballistics missile today, which makes it the 16th launched since February. Kim Jong-un and President Trump are currently racing to see who can fire more missiles versus who can fire more staff.
Now, so far, President Trump hasn't had anything to say on the firing of the missile, but only because he hasn't yet decided which ethnic group he most wants to offend with his statement. It's a bad place for a page drop. At an entrepreneurial summit in India on Tuesday, Ivanka Trump lobbied for women's rights and economic empowerment, except in countries that have factories producing Trump family products.
Melania Trump is rumored to be unhappy about being the first lady. In fairness, imagine how annoying it is when Lincoln's ghost won't shut up while you're just trying to watch Project Runway.
Former President Barack Obama is reemerging on the global stage with a three-country tour, including meetings with the leaders of China and India. Unfortunately, much to the chagrin of progressives everywhere, he is not planning a coup. Senator Al Franken resurfaced this week, saying that he'll do his job, go forward, and take responsibility, adding that he was shocked. Shocked at your own behavior or shocked you got caught? Either way, Franken is taking a very smart approach. Just has to wait another couple of weeks, and then everybody's going to be way more focused on newly elected Alabama Senator Roy Moore.
Grammy nominations were announced, and Grammy nominations were announced, and Jay-Z leads the nominations with 8, followed by Kendrick Lamar with 7 and Bruno Mars with 6. But don't be surprised when People Magazine claims all categories were won by Blake Shelton. Prince Harry's wedding will take place in May. You know what they say, April showers bring an already annoying amount of media coverage.
You know, Queen Elizabeth has given her blessing for the spring wedding at Windsor Castle between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And this is a tremendous step forward for the royal family. Because if you think back, it was only a generation ago where they were way more comfortable with incest than interracial couples. So good for you, royal family. In an interview with the UK's Radio Times, Angela Lansbury said that women must, quote, sometimes take blame for sexual harassment. Now, Lansbury herself has never faced harassment of her own, but she had like 100 nieces who would all tell her about it when they visited her at home in Cabot Cove. That joke's from my grandma. A Seattle family made... Oh, boy. A Seattle family found a surprise in their apartment on Friday. A python was hiding in their toilet. And just like that, I'll be too scared to take a shit for 2 months. Just like fifth grade.
Black Friday set a new single-day record on gun purchases, probably due to all the people who mistakenly prepared for what they thought was Cyborg Monday. An annual report shows that anti-Semitism is on the rise in Australia. It's tragic and must be stopped, even though koalas look adorable in those little Hitler mustaches.
That's probably my favorite joke of 2017. And finally, former TV personality Billy Bush was hospitalized after being struck by a golf ball, saying that he thinks he dodged a bullet. No, Billy, you kind of didn't dodge a bullet. The only guy who dodged a bullet was the other guy on that bus in 2011 who dodged it all the way to the White House while you're spending your nights hitting yourself in the face with golf balls in an attempt to get your name back in the news. The Trump Report starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I was like, wait a minute, I demand... Disney princesses, where are they? And that's right,
He it's says that special, every week.
Yeah, it's true. This is the only week that Anthony in the booth listened to me. You know, do we get Sleeping Beauty next week? Find out. Welcome to the Trump Report. I'm Christian Blatt, at Christian DMZ.
I get it.
Yes, exactly. It's a song for Pocahontas. I just wanted to let it play, and I'm good. I'm very glad that you got it, Chelsea.
I was like, are we going with pedophilia here? What is this about?
No, we'll have a whole special episode about that after the special election in Alabama. But we are here on the Trump Report, and we mix it up for those watching on video. Seated next to me is our friend Chelsea Galicia. Where can people find you online?
At Chelsea Galicia.
Keeping it simple. That's what I like. And over here, for those watching on our left, your right, is Scott Moore, also known online at SMan80, because it takes him 80 minutes to find a parking spot.
It does.
It only takes me 75.
That's so fitting. That might have been the best joke.
Oh, so that was the best joke of the show. Well, let's just shit on all the hard work that Tamara and I did. It's Tamara on the other end. Tamara, and it's hey Tamara _ on Friendster.
Social or media.
Is it?
You got it.
On Friendster.
It's the only platform that I'm on.
You're more
millennial the only one
than I am.
What? No. I did have Friendster, though. In fact, it's still there if anybody wants to.
You had MySpace,
I still
too.
Want MySpace.
Of course
somewhere.
I had MySpace.
I didn't.
Really?
Wow.
I would have expected you would have had one of those MySpaces that auto-played your favorite song every time you clicked on it.
Jesus,
was it the song?
Obnoxious?
Anyway, let's talk about the... No, I don't think you're obnoxious. Oh, yeah, and so thank you, Anthony in the booth, who you can follow online at Tony Be Dead. Our friend Marissa has outdone herself with the most disturbing Disney princess in history. If you're not watching on YouTube, track down this episode's YouTube video.
I got the name for it. Poca Trump.
Are you sure you have it? Because you sounded like you gave up on it.
I mean, it was in my head. Poca Trumpus.
Poca Trumpus, I like it. Or how about Trumpahontas?
Trumpahontas is better.
If you're in the chat right now, why don't you vote on which one you like? Bigly Hontas. But anyway, she looks great. And it's probably sexist for me to say anything about Pocahontas' form, so I won't. I don't need Mickey filing any kind of claims against me. And Lawrence Falk says, I broke MySpace. So that's actually very funny. Mm. Welcome to everybody in the chat. We'll keep an eye on you. And we will talk about, obviously, the topic for the show was the Pocahontas comment. There's bigger news than that. But it's kind of my favorite story. In the
Why?
I've got two favorite stories. The other one's the failed sting of Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, and not because it's a good thing that happened, but because it's like, you know, to quote Ronald Reagan, there you go again. You know, it's just, he can't stop himself. And the thing about the Pocahontas comment, he's at a meeting with some Native American code breakers, you know, who are getting awards, and he just can't help himself. And the
Did
Pocahontas...
Do you think he was trying to help himself?
No, that's the whole point. He can't. He's incapable.
I think he thinks that he's funny.
Yes.
And he can't help... Try to make a joke that no matter what, it kills in his head.
Like in his head.
He just sees that he's murdering with these off-the-cuff quips that he just can't hold in.
With his base, that kills, and it had killed in the past. And, you know, I think most people understand that the idea of referring to Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas is because... I don't know, she's got about as much Native American blood as I do, but she claims it as her ethnicity.
We don't know that. Have you done your 23andMe?
No, I haven't. I'm just saying that I don't think
she... Watch it come back with you being like 25% Native American.
I'm
going to get that for you for Christmas.
Thank you for getting that for me for Christmas.
That's a high-end gift.
Because if it means that I'm entitled to some casino money, I'll have to cut you in. And look, I could be Native American, so it'll be all right for me to make those kind of jokes. But... Anyway, so that's actually what the comment, you know, goes back to this whole idea. And, you know, I remember when that was a big story, and you look at Elizabeth Warren, and I don't know, I think Rachel Dolezal is more Native American than she is. That wasn't written anywhere. That was all up here. But anyway, I know people like Elizabeth Warren, and I'm sure there's a lot to like about her.
Yes, they do.
But
yes, there is.
That is not a charming quality that she pretends that she's Native American.
Wait, hold on a minute.
She's like 0.01%. It's a really small percent.
And who cares?
Who said that?
I do.
And yeah, is it 0.0?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm exaggerating for the sake of conversation.
What I'm saying, like.
But it's like not even 5, you know?
So does that mean that you can't care about, can't connect, can't, you know?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
All right.
But
of all the people to talk shit about, you want to go after Elizabeth Warren?
Well, I just feel like I need to position why the comment is there. The obvious person that we're pointing fingers at is President Trump for not just calling her Pocahontas many times, but doing it at a ceremony with Native American elder leaders and thinking that, like Tamara said, that it was going to kill in that room.
The Andrew Jackson,
the portrait. Yeah, you mean the guy who was known as the Indian killer.
Yes, right.
And I can't say that he was known as the Native American killer because he was known as the Indian killer. And yeah, and I feel like, you know, some people might be like, oh, they knew that. What they were, no, they had no idea.
No.
They're that's just where they happened to put the podium. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I mean, do you think that was a calculated?
I don't think it was calculated. And I also feel like every single American president has a mark on them of one of the horrible things that they did at that time. And if we were going to, there could have been a million instances of, we were honored the Japanese when at the time when in front of a portrait of, you know, at the time of the internment camps,
yeah,
and things like that. Like, yeah. We've probably, there's just been so many instances of,
I don't know, genocide
kind of
is pretty high up there.
Yeah,
on the,
and I think they could
oops
have, they could have made a better choice and realizing what they're,
yeah, although I wonder
in front of.
Who's the president that you stand in front of who has a solid track record with interacting with the Native Americans. He's not going to stand in front of President Obama's portrait, you know, and I don't know who stands out for really, you know, having a good history.
No, but the thing is, you could have put it somewhere where you're not necessarily in front of any president or anything else. You could have had, there's other spots you could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But you know what? Give President Trump some credit that he did not try and smoke the peace pipe with anyone. You know, he just made a joke. Like, he didn't come dressed like one of the guys in the Village People. This could have gone a lot worse.
So we're really setting the bar low.
Yeah. Hey.
He could have talked about how great the Dakota Access,
I mean, yes,
pipeline,
right,
is.
It's
what
going.
Is this,
what,
or is this not the age of setting the bar low? You know, I think that's where we're at. Scott, when, yes,
real
Tony,
quick, I just
be
had
dead
a,
in the booth.
Thank you. Yeah, I just had a quick, I want to read a quick comment coming from R. Scott Brown. I don't know where he gets his intel, but he says, Steve Miller demanded that Jackson be in the background.
The guy who wrote the song The Joker?
Yeah.
What does he have to do with any of that? No, I don't know. I don't know if that's a joke or a statement of fact. Steve Miller might be somebody, you know, Stephen Miller, not Steve Miller, the, you know, big old jet airliner, not that guy. But anyway, thank you. And R. Scott Brown says it was a joke. So he's already jumped in. Wow, he's like in real time. He's got good Wi-Fi.
He's like, before we say it's fake news.
Yeah, hashtag fake news. Scott Brown, Senator Scott Brown. Scott, so you hear about this, and again, it's a minor thing, but it's just you don't even shrug anymore. At least I don't. You're just like, because I was at the gym, I was watching this, you know, a little news story on this, and I was just like, okay, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That, I don't, how many days is it before it meets with African American leaders and calls them my N-word? You know, at what point is that going to happen?
Oh, wow.
I think, you know, okay, wow. Can I answer that?
That it's already happened?
That's going to happen when we stop giving him the media attention over these things that are not of as importance as the tax bill and other things that we should be focusing on right now. Like,
my money is
like
Martin Luther King Jr.
child.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Well, I mean, he's going to work
He already
day.
Picked a fight, you know, last Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, so, you know. I wouldn't be
It's
surprised.
A good point. I mean, you know.
He just wants attention. He wants mm-hmm. the media craze. And if we treat it like you do, like a kid that's acting up, and, you know, you don't feed that attention, I think that's when he will go off the cuff and he will start
yeah.
doing those kinds of things that are insane, just to
I was like,
even more insane.
I was like, because he's already.
Yeah, well, even more insane.
And Scott, is this more of the stuff where maybe it was an intentional comment or not, but realizing that, oh, the way to spin this, it turns into like the NFL debate where it's just like, oh, just pay attention to this, just be distracted mm-hmm. by this mm-hmm. while this other terrible stuff is going on.
Yeah. I
don't
think
pay
it's
any attention to that
both.
Missile coming at yeah. us.
Right. It's a little both. It's a little bit that he just can't help himself because
yeah.
I think he does have a mental issue. But besides that, it's a little bit of distraction too. But I mean, he just can't help himself. It's just like you said with the Ronald Reagan quote. It's like, there you go again.
Yeah. And
you cannot help yourself. And it was tacky. It was terrible timing. It was, of course, not funny at all, and it was stupid. But what, like you said, what do you expect from him at this point?
And, I mean, you know, the Native American leaders who were being honored there did all they could do is just sort of like, sure. You know, it's like, it's basically President Trump is kind of, he's like a drunk uncle on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You know, he just says these things. You're like, yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Okay, buddy, let's go sit down. You want some coffee? Do you think that's going to help? No.
They should just do like the Curb Your Enthusiasm like music every time he goes in and says something, just like a little, it would fit so much better.
I'll stick with Scott and then we'll get everybody else's thought on this. So the Senate Budget Committee has approved the tax bill. We should have a full vote expected on Friday. And is this going to just barrel right on through with full Republican support, right? Because it won't fall apart with just one person who says, maybe. What do you think?
No.
You don't think it's happening?
Woo. I don't think it's happening.
Who's going to fall off?
I was really scared.
Lisa Murkowski doesn't want to drill in Antarctica? I'm pretty sure she does.
It's going to be more of the Susan Collins again, but it might be some of those other people like, Young in Indiana. There's a few people, though, on the fence. It looks like Bob Corker said he's going to go for it, but I still think all they really need are three people, John McCain, Jeff Flake. There's a few people out there that I'm not 100% thinking they're going to go with it.
It's always the same ones, too, you know. And, I mean, what if Rand Paul gets beat up again? You know, then he's not going to be. And I'm not advocating
back?
That.
No.
No, he was back, but it's sort of a funny story, Rand Paul, but then I guess his wife said that he actually, like, has trouble breathing, like, right now because they bruised his ribs and, like,
broke them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it's some great pain, but, you know, I mean, he should be home resting, not voting. You know, I'm just putting that out there.
The same thing with John McCain. You could say the same thing. I mean,
yeah. What do you think? You think that
I think it's going to pass.
You think it's going to, yeah, because
I have no hope that these things, you know, like
it's like Roy Moore getting elected. It's inevitable. Yeah. I'm with you. What? Oh, come on. Is it, you know, like I said in the last couple of weeks, there's 40 states where I think that Roy Moore wouldn't get elected, but one of the 10 is definitely Alabama. You know, I can't imagine the people. What have the people of Alabama done the right thing? You know, we talked about Sweet Home Alabama.
I know, it's like, let me think about it.
Sweet Home Alabama, you know, Watergate doesn't bother them. They love the governor, you know. They like to.
Age of consent is up to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a real thing?
Ask Roy Moore. You know, it's and he's not going to debate Doug Jones.
Like Scott was just saying, Corker, who I apparently is, you know, always concerned about the deficit. You know, and he's been that's what his big what his issue with it was, and now he's been swayed, and they're just going to continue to reword and sort of weave and make things so that every little concern gets a little bit more hidden. So it's gonna pass.
I mean, despite for how loud he is, so far Trump has actually not passed any of the legislation that he's tried to get through.
Right. And zero.
It's his legislation.
That's true.
It's Mitch McConnell's. Nobody's really getting anything. Not that Democrats are getting stuff done, but that's not the point. They're not supposed to be. So
maybe I was like, they can't.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly.
So it's all on the Republicans, and that's the thing people forget. It's all on them, and if it does not pass, they have zero accomplishments going into 2018. If Roy Moore wins, they're going to be distracted with that and the Russia investigation next year. So it's going to be a bad year for Republicans. So,
Chelsea, does it make you upset to think that 2018 will be a bad year for Republicans? Do you have empathy?
You know, actually, empathy is something I've been trying to work on this year. So, so far. Really funny so that you asked
me that
question.
Is that a New Year's resolution for next year?
No, I'm leaving that shit in 2017.
What do you think? Tax bill? Are you from the optimist school of thought like Scott, or is there just...
I don't know. I'm a little more nervous than I was last week.
I'm more nervous. I will say I'm more nervous than I was with the healthcare because I knew healthcare was not going to pass at all. I knew it was not going to pass. This one I'm less confident, but I still think it's going to be tough for them.
I do wonder how, if it does pass the Senate, how the House and the Senate are going to reconcile their bills, and there's a lot of egos to, I don't know, take control of the situation. Maybe that's going to be its downfall. I don't know.
Well, what do you think Chelsea, about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi deciding.
Chuck and Nancy?
Yeah, Chuck and Nance. I'm actually like this with her, so I go by Nance. And I actually call him Chaz Schumer. Look, I have good nicknames.
You have the best nicknames.
I have the best
nicknames.
Yeah. And I call Al Franken, hey, is your hand on my ass? But anyway, I want to know what you think about them, you know, deciding like, oh, so the guy who's tweeting about how he doesn't see anything that he can get done, let's go ahead and not meet with him. Do you, I mean, it's sort of just more of a symbolic gesture of, no, we're not going to do that. It doesn't really, you know, move the needle, as they say. But what do you think about that?
I am going to take my thoughts from Steel and Unger, the POTUS show on Sirius 124, as I was listening
to that.
Did
you just give a plug
to
the show?
It is a competing show?
No, because Michael Steele was like my hero tonight. And if you don't know, he was the former RNC chair. Michael Steele was actually saying, yeah, I mean, Chuck and Nancy shouldn't have gone. They did the right thing. Blah, blah, blah. And Rick Unger was actually like, you know, think about it this way. When they don't show up and the government shuts down, Trump will then say they didn't even come to the table when they were invited, and then can blame all the Democrats for whatever happens because they weren't there. Of course, people are not going to remember today that he sent out this offensive tweet saying, really, there's no point in coming. But he will use that against the Democrats, and there are people who will buy it. So I kind of swapped and thought, well, maybe it wasn't the best call after all to stay home. I don't know.
So you don't know.
I was upon
further consideration, you think that maybe, just maybe, they should have met with him and let him bully them.
But they did meet with McConnell and Ryan, didn't they?
I do like the picture that came out with just Trump sitting alone at the table.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And
I
like memes
that.
Are like, yeah, what's that? That was the great optics. Mm-hmm.
By any chance, at the other end of the table, was there a Kermit the Frog drinking some Lipton on tea with his? No, that'd be a great meme. Anybody who's a meme generator out there in the chat, please go ahead and send that to us. Well, Scott, what do you think? You think that to me, it seemed like it was a no-win scenario to actually go. Once he says that, you know, to Chelsea's point, or the point of hosts on some other show that's not as good as this one, the point being that, yeah, I mean, it could come back to make it easier to point at them, but he would have said that anyway.
No, he would have said it anyways. Yeah. And look, when it's all said and done, it's not going to be their fault, because when you look at the big picture, the GOP runs every...
Yeah, they should be able to prevent a government shutdown.
It would completely be on them, and that's why I'm like, go for it. And just like it backfired on them last time.
Yeah, that's actually a point that Michael Steele made. I mean, I'm telling you guys,
this is a great show.
I know, it's like him and Rick Wilson, the GOP strategy.
Instead of telling people...
I think I'm going to tune in right now, actually.
Yeah, go ahead and put it on
time. No, what I am saying is that you have such a Republican, like the personification of Republican, saying... basically what the Democrats are saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really your ears.
It's a topsy-turvy world now.
Tomorrow may wake up and like be a foot taller. I've always wanted to be taller, and now I think anything is possible.
You know, anything is possible. And if you're a foot taller tomorrow, please let us know and post
on
Instagram.
Maybe Trump will resign tomorrow when I wake up. So it could be a win-win, too. Anything's possible.
I'm getting a whole lot more optimistic now.
It must be something about the holidays that's got to be pushing.
It's everyone's so much more festive.
Dear Santa, there's only really one thing that I want. An indictment or an impeachment. You know, one of those. So, Tamara, it really comes down to... it's all politics. But at the same time, do you think that, you know, the government shuts down? First of all, I don't think that many people feel it, at least not right away. And if they have fingers to point, I don't know that they're going to... You know, you're going to point at whichever party you don't vote for. So if you're going to blame Chaz and Nance,
I feel like their nicknames get shorter every time you say them.
Yeah.
It's going to be Chance next time.
Oh, my God. That's their celebrity couple name, Chance. I think that it doesn't really matter. And it's like, you know what? They saved themselves what would have been a terrible afternoon with, like, bad lunch meat. And, you know, it just would have been a terrible meeting, I think.
I think they weren't concerned with how would it appear, what Republicans are going to think of them. They just... bare bones of it is that they knew they're trying to accomplish the most in the shortest amount of time, and they knew that it wasn't going to be worth it, just like they said.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
I wonder what they did with their time instead. Massages, you think? Some holiday shopping?
Maybe. You know, it's a good question.
Anything's better than having to spend time with Trump. Yeah,
maybe they actively work to reduce their carbon footprint. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
I'm sure that didn't
put the
happen.
Name on the list for the new Tesla.
I'm on that list.
Oh yeah,
are you on the list for the new Tesla?
So many people are.
I've been on since day one.
Wait, for the new one?
Yeah,
I was going to say. So you don't have the $117,000 Tesla from a few years ago. No.
The house I grew up in did.
Oh, I see. All right. Very nice. Well, the house has a nice car.
Yes, it does. Wow. You'd be friends with that house.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's other news, believe it or not.
No.
We alluded to it. North Korea fires a ballistic missile with Washington in range. Usually we go around and ask the question, should we start to be scared of North Korea? I'm going to ask a different question. Tamara, how long do you think it would take to send a ballistic missile that would just obliterate Pyongyang? I feel like in the time it took me to ask the question, it could have been done, right? I mean, I don't quite know.
Does the United States have that capability now? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Pence ran off with the nuclear football because he just felt like, you know, our friend Drexel was asking online, where's Mike Pence? We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not worried. In fact, he's something about how he didn't miss him, but he just wonders what he's up to.
Mother is grooming him for the presidency, and it takes a lot of work. So
right. She's
keeping him, you know, practicing every day.
I do think we have the capability to, you know, really just... And not even send one of the good missiles, you know? Mm-hmm. This would just sort of be like, oh, we got some older missiles.
The one from the 60s that are still lying around.
Here's a thought. Mm-hmm. On one hand, the whole Pocahontas comment and the things like that, those are also a distraction for Trump, too. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as he's busy reading his Twitter feed at all the hate tweets that people are sending back at him over the Pocahontas, that's time that he's not even... He keeps forgetting about Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, so. You know, I'm glad you brought back up the Pocahontas comment, because I was reminded that there was a great tweet from Eric Trump today, because he tried to, like, drop the mic and have a real gotcha moment. And he was talking about
so
how ABC News, you know, was making these comments. But it's like, oh, it's funny because they made all this money off of Pocahontas. And you're just like, okay, I don't think that they realize that, you know, the way that that Eric Trump, I don't think, realized that the way that his dad used it was insulting, and that it was a real person. At least I think it was. I don't know. Is it a real person, or is that a made-up story? I don't even know. Let's pretend it's a real person. I think it's a real person. So I'm as smart as Eric Trump, so what? But anyway, the point is, and he's just like comparing things that, you know, he's like comparing apples and bowling balls or something. And the reason I wanted to bring it back up is because if anybody's seen the portrayal on SNL of Don Jr. and Eric Trump, I think they give Eric Trump way too much credit. I think he's nowhere near as smart as he appears on SNL.
You mean Donald Trump Jr.?
No, Eric is the one who is easily distracted by flashlights and things.
Yeah.
And I think that they don't give... I think that they give Eric way too much credit. I don't think he's as smart as he is on the show, is what that tweet told me. Anyway, that's why
I was going to say Donald Trump Jr. doesn't seem as smart, you know.
Oh, no.
And he does
the whole
thing with the Halloween candy and the socialism and all that. It was like, oh my God.
I'm glad you're all able to laugh about this, because this is scary stuff. I remember, a month or so ago we were talking about this. Well, September, I guess, was the last time that he launched something. Mm-hmm. And everybody at this table that I remember was like, yeah, they can't get anything over here. We're fine. And I was not quite as comfortable with it. And then I heard, Secretary Mattis said, basically, they could hit anywhere in the world now.
Okay.
But you say that he's saying that to be able to have the premise for war now, because that's the thing is, like, I'm still not worried about North Korea. I'm more worried about what we're going to do in retaliation or
worry. And not if, but when they miss and they just, you know, drop in the ocean when they thought that they were going to, you know, hit San Francisco, then what is the retaliation?
Hawaii.
Yeah. I know Hawaii's got to test the, they're going to test the emergency alert system. And I don't know, I think if you get to a point where that's going, it's like, you know, they used to tell kids to duck and cover during a nuclear blast and hide under your desk. You might as well just sit at your desk because, you know, if it's coming, it's coming. Anyway, I don't want to spend any more time on that because
Because it's freaking depressing.
It is, but yeah, there's no good outcome.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
So much for that optimism I have.
Yeah, I know. That's not your resolution for next year. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Michael Flynn. Because he all of a sudden
now
is...
Now my optimism is back.
Yeah, see? That's all it took. He's taking his own meetings. He's got his own counsel. Everybody seems to expect a deal to be made. I wonder what he knows. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, you said that your optimism has returned. Mm-hmm. Do you think he knows some good stuff? Or is that just wishful thinking on the part of the DOJ?
I'm putting my... Well, I was going to say money, but you know, I don't want money here.
Bottom ruble.
She's gonna bet her house's Tesla. Yes.
that this is gonna sink Trump himself.
Really? You
Not
think this
even
is
the
it?
Kitty Trumps.
This is it.
The Trump.
This is actually going to take down Trump.
It's going to. I don't know if it'll take him down, but it will be incredibly damaging.
I'm pretty sure that whatever Michael Flynn says is actually going to just get Billy Bush fired again. And I don't even know how that's going to work. I don't really like Billy Bush, but I'll start to feel bad for him when that happens. Scott, what do you think? What do you think we've got here?
Oh no, I think he's got some good stuff, and he wants to do everything to protect not only himself but his son.
Yes,
so
yes.
He's
going to
be.
Why.
He's definitely going to do whatever it takes at this point because he has nothing else to lose. He's already been fired. He's never going to be hired again in that kind of capacity again in the government, but also working for foreign agents again legally because of what he's done. So,
and this is kind of crappy, but Flynn doesn't have the big bucks to hire the big guns. Mm-hmm. So
I'm saying he has nothing to lose by going in.
He's probably not going to, you know, Manafort's probably sitting in a country club compared to what... Flynn's gonna
we haven't heard about Manafort in a while, but I don't know if he, you know, I think potentially
I think
that Flynn's
going to
know some better stuff because we're already hearing like there's files that they're like, well, these are classified. They're starting to kind of pull the reins in on things that they might try to read.
I just, when that day comes, I'm trying to think to myself, will I have the class to refrain from saying, lock him up.
No,
right.
No, you absolutely won't. Okay. You will not be able to stop yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scott's going to just start saying it now.
When they go low, I'll go lower.
I think I'll join you there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is a different world now. And as I said, the bar set much lower. Mm-hmm. Tamara, so you feel... Well, what do you think? Do you think that whether it's Michael Flynn or it's some of these other people that all of a sudden, you know, their subpoenas has gotten them very quiet? And somebody's got to know something, right?
I don't know. I'm not as optimistic. I feel like in the past, nothing's come of anything yet. And I don't know if I would like to be as optimistic.
Well, because you want to be optimistic, Scott, how long did Watergate take?
Right, it took 18 months, and that was after it went in.
I always like to point that out, and I'll always say the same thing. It was basically a panty raid gone wrong. You know, they just broke in somewhere, tried to steal something, and you know, Watergate was not. In and of itself, not a serious crime. Mm-mm. The lying about
the
it.
Cover. And that's the thing is we don't know what they're getting into now. We have no idea because they're working on it still. So,
Do you want to read that comment from R. Scott Brown?
That Flynn's net worth is around $7 million. I don't
that's
know
not
that
enough,
it is.
That's not enough money to get you a really good
No, it's not actually.
It's like 3 months worth.
Not a lot for high power.
Don't answer the question, but I just wonder like how much would it cost to get Chelsea Galici, recovering attorney on retainer. I don't think I have the money. Don't answer. I don't think I do because I don't have $7 million. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I mean,
I'm not doing it pro bono.
I mean, these lawyers are easily making $1,000 an hour. I mean, I know divorce attorneys that charge $800 plus an hour. So,
I'm going to law school now.
Oh, don't.
No,
well, that would be the third person on this panel. Who's, you know, Brooke's here sometimes. But Brooke seems to always have finals. Like, every week she has finals. I'm like, that's okay. It's fine that she's busy. But I was just like, every
she's,
week.
She's on that. She's on this
accelerated
program at that Southwestern. It is pretty nutty.
It's exhausting.
I couldn't do it. But
I couldn't do it either, but that's because I'm an idiot.
That's like a very masochistic thing for you to do.
No, I know. My aunt was a lawyer, and she already said the same thing. She's like, don't go to law school.
Also, so. I have a couple friends who are lawyers, and you may disagree with this, but they've said, like, in Los Angeles or in California, it's just as competitive as being an actor.
Oh, no.
That's... I mean, I
but also
am not...
most lawyers also have headshots, so it actually works out. So you probably have twice as good odds.
Yeah, I mean, after 2008, the quality of jobs available in the law went downhill real fast and became super competitive. And that's when I graduated. It was in 2008. And most everybody lost the job that they were already, you know, signed up for. And it's not been good.
Well, the only lawyer I ever wanted to be was Johnny Cochran, and I don't feel like I have it in me, so I should probably just skip law school. I wanted to talk about what, for me, is a fun story. The botched sting of a Washington Post reporter by Project Veritas, who I think a lot of people will remember, James O'Keefe. And it's probably not a popular opinion, but I do think that some of the videos they did uncover organizations that were being run improperly, misappropriating funds. In particular, one of their first ones, if not their first one, took down the organization Acorn. I think that they have a very sort of narrow approach. And then this was just dumb. This was like, you know how a lot of times we hear, unfortunately, that some of these terrorist attacks are carried out by sort of like the trainee terrorist who doesn't really know how to get things. This is like a trainee hidden video. Like this wouldn't have even made the bonus features on a DVD collection of Pumped. You know, it's just.
So where did she go wrong?
Number one, she used her real name. And number two, under her real name, she had it was a GoFundMe page, right? That said, hey, I'm going to move to New York to work for a conservative.
To clean up.
She's going to clean up the swamp, just like Chelsea wants to do. And, you know, so it's just very blatant. And then, you know, any halfway decent reporter is going to be suspicious when you're like, oh, I have a really sketchy sounding story, but this is going to take him down, right? Can you just say
right into my purse?
Yeah, can you just say into here that this is going to take him down?
And spell out your last name, please.
And the reporters are just like, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And it's just that's the fact, you know. And I'm just amazed because some of the things that, whether it's this group, whether it's ideology that you like or dislike, there are people who can, you know, sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, the local news goes into a body shop that overcharges people with a hidden camera. You know, there's all kinds of good things that can be done. But I think the first thing you do is you come up with, I don't know, a semi-believable backstory. And she used her real name, easily searchable, that she was going to be working for this company. It doesn't say Project Veritas, but it's fairly easy to connect the dots. She said she'd only been in Alabama.
Mississippi for a summer.
It was Alabama, though, because this is Roy Moore.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just said she'd only been there once for a summer.
He drove her to Mississippi for the abortion.
Right.
Yes, that was the story.
And she had an Alabama number that they called from, which, you know, on Skype, you can do, any of us could have an Alabama number. I don't know why we'd want one, but we could have it. And then, what was the other thing? Oh, it was an email address that had, like, Roll Tide, so, like, she's an Alabama fan, which she'd only been there for a summer. One summer where something terrible happened to her, and, you know, she had an abortion, which is, you know, a terrible choice to have to make one way or the other. And she had such a good time that one summer. She's like, well, I really love the football team, though, so I'm going to put that in my email address. So, I don't know. It just seems lazy, you know? It seems like the fakest news that I've heard in a long time is trying to get the Washington Post on record saying this. And just because of the radio show I used to produce, one of my email addresses, I just get all these press releases and things from a million different places. And one of them that I get is from James O'Keefe. And there was one the other morning that was, uh-oh, we got caught. And they need you to send money, Project Veritas. Oh. So if you want to help them out, yeah.
They've raised like millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Anyway.
I hope they were not on your Giving Tuesday list.
No.
But you said that you were, you know, personal friends.
No. I said I know him a little bit. I was really good friends with Andrew Breitbart, which is something that people may sometimes be surprised about. Those are people that never knew him. He was a great guy, and he was at my wedding. And through him, you start to kind of get to know some of these people peripherally, and this is like 10 years ago, you know. So like the first video, it's like, oh, I know this guy, James O'Keefe, you should have him on the radio show. And obviously, like, whatever the vantage point of your radio show is, if that guy's gonna call in, yeah, let's talk about this video that everybody's talking about. So anyway, that's how I know him. But no, he's not my friend.
I was hoping to make it juicier.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have you admit to
James O'Keefe actually filmed my wedding, but he had a hidden camera in the top button. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts about that? We only really have like about a minute, but I just enjoyed this story so much because it went so badly.
Yes.
And it didn't need to go badly. There's, you know, there are times that you can probably get a reporter to reveal a little bit of bias, and that can certainly be some news. But yeah.
This was not the way to do it, and I'm glad they got caught, because, again, it's damaging to women who actually went through abuse. It's horrible for them. It's terrible to try to, you know, debase their own accusations. And then it's also for something like this with Roy Moore, who's going through these allegations, to then discount those as well, because now if that story did come out and then, you know, successfully in that sense, it would have been bad for everybody. So it was good they got caught.
Well, we're gonna have to leave it there.
Minute, we're not gonna talk about Mulvaney.
No.
I mean, that's as scary as North Korea.
Yeah, but we have 47 seconds, so you can
hang on to your money, Chelsea.
Yeah. Why don't you call into that show on Sirius XM and talk to Michael Steele about it?
They don't take. Well, they do.
Christian's throwing rocks.
Yeah, yeah, just saying.
I know, I'm just going to let it roll off.
While you're in your Tesla listening to Sirius
I don't have it
in your
yet.
House, your house in your, is Tesla. Your house is Tesla when you're driving.
Your house is Tesla.
Tesla.
Wait, how did we go from having 47 seconds to having 2 minutes and 42 seconds?
Because
Anthony's like,
you're welcome.
It's like, it's bonus time. All right, take 1 minute. Talk about Mulvaney. Go ahead, 1 minute. I'm giving you 1 minute. Starting now, Chelsea.
Okay, Mulvaney is a D-bag, and he...
appointed by the president.
As the budget guy.
Sure, but he's appointed by the president.
And now he's also been appointed to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Elizabeth Warren's sort of...
Her baby.
Oh, Pocahontas? Yes.
I'm going to...
See, it all comes back around. Yeah. Comes back
and
to our first story.
This is an agency that has returned $10-plus billion to consumers who have been wronged by banks and other... you know, yucky institutions who
bless you.
Take
but, and to be fair, President Trump is essentially on record as wanting to do
dismantle
away with
it. Yes. Right. So, this whole brouhaha is over the fact is who is supposed to be the acting director right now? Is it Mulvaney, who Trump appointed, or is it the deputy director? Remind me her name,
Leandra
please.
English.
Yes, thank you, Scott. I can't always count on him to know everything. And
he should be a lawyer. That's how smart he is. Anyway, you have 10 more seconds, Chelsea.
And today, a judge who happened to be appointed by Trump agreed to
while they figure out the case, Mulvaney can have the job, but that doesn't decide for sure. It's just he's got
it
right
now.
And I don't understand the legal ramifications. And again, we only have a few seconds. He was appointed by the president, so.
But in the law, the CFPB law, it says that if the director is out, it's the
vacant. The deputy takes the position.
You know what?
It's based.
Why just say you just
replaced the director? And what you're saying sounds like fake news. Anyway,
I just want to see. You know, there's a Twitter war now going on who's going to have the most followers, and I'm like, who is it going to be? Mick Mulvaney, or is it going to be Leandra English?
Or is it going to be Scott Moore at SBN 80?
No, I'm just going to say, and if she, then she should get it if she wins.
Or
it was a neck and neck race earlier.
I think more followers are going to go to @SBN 80 or @HeyTamara_ on Twitter, and then something else somewhere else. just at Hey Tamara on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And at Chelsea Galicia, consistency everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, all three of us have consistency. So really, it's just you, Tamara, that it's needs to buy out the person that doesn't have the underscore.
It's always one
and
special
at
person.
Christian DMZ. Be sure to follow the Trump Report at Trump Report ABTV on Twitter. And a reminder, next week is the big end-of-the-year special team-up with the gang from the Political Beat. That's December 5th at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. I might be there, but I also
might be holding a baby.
Might be holding a smaller baby than the one
catching
I already have.
A baby.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be right there. We'll see. That is probably going to be the last political show for the year here at AfterBuzz. But I'll be around. You can find me at Christian DMZ. I hope to be there next week because I've been looking forward to that. But if not, they'll have you covered on everything. So
consolation prize, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Daughter.
And, you know, look, I'll be there with my new daughter, and I'll be listening to Michael Steele on Sirius XM Channel 126.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Thanks, everyone. And we will see you soon on the Trump Report.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.